Welcome back to our continued coverage of PSCU's member forum here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who is here in the studio lounge, Mr. John Sanfilippo, founder, co-founder, editor of Finopotamus.
Chief cook,
everything.
Yeah.
Man who wears many hats.
We do it all. we each do it all.
Exactly. So how are things at Finopotamus? You guys, I mean, I'm starting to hear more and more because you guys have been around, what, 3 years? Is it 3 years?
About 2.5.
Okay. Right on. So I'm hearing more and more about Finopotamus now. You guys are certainly getting out there and making a name for yourself.
Yeah, so. We're getting some good traction. We're trying to go to a lot of conferences like this.
Yeah.
Meet people, you know, make ourselves known.
And it's
really gratifying that now when I go to conferences, I say, yeah, I'm John from Finopotamus, and I'll say, oh yeah, Finopotamus, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's a good feeling.
Exactly. No doubt. You guys are making a dent. A big dent. Hey, before I get into what we're seeing here at PSCU's conference, tell us about the Techie Awards. It closes, what, May 4th, I think?
May 4th. May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
That was just an arbitrary thing. No planning behind that. But yeah, that's nominations close May 4th. You can go to finopotamus.com/techies, T-E-K-K-I-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nomination form. It's really simple.
And you nominate your favorite credit union doing some cool stuff or a fintech company what?
It's four credit unions. There's different categories. Like there's a lending category, an AI category. I can't remember off the top of my head. But this year we're doing one thing different, and we're also taking nominations for the technologist of the year. So a specific person rather than a whole credit.
Okay,
union.
That's cool.
So,
need some
pretty
people
excited
to, be,
to see the entrance.
Yeah, exactly. Need some people to be recognized in that area. I'm sure there's a lot of them out there as technology has become.
As we well know, right?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right, hey, let's talk about what you have seen here at PSCU's show, because there's a lot of technology going on here as well. There's
there
a lot of crypto, there's obviously a lot of payment stuff. So give us a quick summary of what you've seen.
Chuck's keynote, he mentioned something that really had occurred to me before, and that is, you know, the PSCU started out as a reseller of somebody else's, you know, card processing services, and now they've got all this pretty impressive array of technology products and services that they've developed. They're announcing new partnerships all the time, so it's really kind of exciting to see that growth over these years.
No doubt.
But I mean, they were talking about, you know, crypto. You wouldn't think of, you know, I didn't come to PSCU expecting to learn anything about crypto, and I did.
Right.
I didn't come here expecting to learn anything about the metaverse, and I did. So, I mean, it's clear that they're more than a payments company, and they're really in it to innovate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and just speaking of crypto, they just launched that their crypto microsite
to
show here, so that's pretty impressive.
Right. In fact, we were WB, my partner, mm-hmm. is actually working on an article on that.
Oh, good.
Based off that press release.
Yeah.
So that should be out in the next little while.
We'll be looking out for that as well. Yeah, so it just shows you how pervasive or how significant cryptocurrency is now. If a organization like PSCU is putting a microsite out there for credit unions to get more education on it.
And I think the other thing that this whole meeting underscores, because I was amazed to see so many people here. They said it's their biggest live conference of all time, which you don't expect to see coming right out of COVID.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it shows that there's an appetite for live meetings now.
In person. So, yeah, because there's things that you can't replicate on Zoom that you can hear at a conference. You know, these impromptu meetings or things like that.
Yeah, I've never met anybody that's had a good experience at a virtual conference, vendor or attendee. So.
Yeah, there's something lacking there, for sure. So, what has stood out for you? I mean, because you've obviously attended some of the sessions, interviewed a bunch of people as well here.
Well,
so, what stood out?
The other thing that kind of jumped out at me is the idea that there really is a lot of value in credit unions working with QSOs rather than big XYZ company, because they really are in it to be part of the movement.
Right.
Rather than just making money from the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's apparent in the way everybody presents himself, the way everybody talks. So it's a good experience for me just to see that.
Yep, Yeah, well, because when you're a CUSO, you have skin in the game, basically.
Right.
And then you have this immediate feedback mechanism for the credit unions that you're serving, where you're a member, you're a credit union owner, so to speak. So, yeah, so there's a lot of cooperation, collaboration there.
Yeah, and I was also surprised to find out that most of PSCU's customers are owners. So everybody's got a little skin in the game.
Everybody can participate.
Everybody wins.
Exactly. Talk to me about, have you heard anything more about the buy now, pay later type of stuff? Because I've heard a little bit of that here as well.
I didn't attend anything on that.
Okay.
So probably not the best person to comment on it.
Okay.
But I think it does, you know, just in general, it does represent a big opportunity for credit unions. Because if, you know, somebody's going to do that anyway, why not do it through the credit?
Right.
I mean, I
go through a trusted resource.
You know, the way I look at it, sometimes I'll do that. I'll buy $80 pair of shoes and I'll split it into four payments because it's no interest. I figure I'll take the free money. Why not?
Why not? PSCU, they also, I think they just launched a digital advisory group as well.
Yeah, I didn't get the chance to read that press release, but yeah, that press release is on Finoponymous.com in the press room.
Yeah, I just kind of got an overview of it as well. So it just shows you how far down the road we are in digital, or how much it's dominating, I guess. Right. So,
well, and it's, like I said, PSCU is so much more than a payment processor. I was talking to Jeremiah Watts the other day, and he was telling me about the data services they provide. I mean, it kind of touches on payments because it's payment data, but I mean, they're competing with these other pure play data companies now. And I would think that they'd have a little more insight than some of these other companies because they're actually doing this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's pretty cool to see PSCU kind of transforming, like the industry is transforming right before our eyes. So you kind of have to.
Yeah, and it's good to see that they seem to be not only keeping up, but leading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's like Chuck said, he's like, we're not sitting still. You can't sit still. So yeah, so good stuff. Anything else? Anything else pop out at you for the show?
Yeah, off the top of my head.
Okay. How about the Innovation Theater? Have you checked that out yet?
I went to a couple of sessions in there. That's where I found out about the metaverse. Went to another session on the PSCU new partnership with Amount.
A
15-minute session on that, so I got filled in on that. That was a nice little add-on to, you know, having it sit through a 45-minute session.
Yeah, those are 15 minutes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 15 minutes and boom, right?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
That was nice.
Well, before I let you go, I'm glad you mentioned the metaverse. What's your take on the metaverse and financial institutions being in the metaverse? What's your take on that?
I'm apparently too old for it to make sense to me.
Still trying to wrap my head around it.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, it seems like... What was that thing, Second Life?
Yes, I remember Second Life.
I don't understand how this is different from that.
I don't either. It seems exactly
the
same.
In that session, I can't remember the name of the guy that was doing the session, but he was saying how in one of the metaverses, and that's the one thing that seems odd.
There's more than one.
Well, yeah, there's different companies have their own.
Okay.
So one of them, you could buy a Dolce & Gabbana purse for $4,000.
Really?
And your avatar could carry around.
Oh!
And they sold it to you as an NFT.
Oh, so, my God.
You carry your little purse around for $4,000. That just seems
Make money off of it then?
The most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Since it's an NFT, can you make money off it? Can you get your money back?
Well, I suppose if somebody wanted it badly enough, you could sell it for
$5,000. Yeah. Yeah, that's still one that's still...
I'm
still trying to wrap my head around as well.
Yeah, I think, and again, this could just be my old age talking, but it seems like maybe the novelty will wear off. At some point, it won't be.
But there's some serious money going into this thing. I mean, there's some very large corporations going into this,
right,
and financial institutions as well. I think didn't J.P. Morgan, Chase, didn't they have some
we're
big
talking
area?
About that in that session.
I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? And they're pumping a ton of money into this thing, and it's all a virtual world. So,
I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I think you're right about the novelty of it.
I'm thinking it could go the way of the .com. Big boom and then big bust.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. I don't want to be the downer, though.
Come on, John.
I've been proved wrong before, so.
A couple times, maybe.
Well, actually, my worst call ever, I remember when they first launched internet-based banking. I said, nobody will ever go for that because the security is so horrible.
Right, right.
And the security was horrible, and nobody cared.
And they did it anyway.
It's convenient.
Well, I remember when we were both at Symitar, yeah. And they introduced internet home banking, and we're like, really? People are going to bank online?
Seemed ridiculous at the time.
But now it's all anybody's doing, so yeah.
What do we know?
What do we know? Exactly. Alrighty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get prepared for your next meeting, and thank you very much for your time, as always. Keep up the good work at Finopotamus. We are faithful followers of you guys.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Well, John, well done, lad.
Thanks.
There you go. Go to finopotamus.com to see all the latest fintech news in our industry.
Fintech news for hungry CUs.
That's right. They got it covered. Well done.